here's a story from The World.
As scientists worldwide race to keep up with the spread of the coronavirus, tracking how it evolves, detecting variants, and identifying new outbreaks, they need the latest information rapidly, from all corners of the globe, really. That means scientists sharing their findings with one another in near real time. It requires a massive global collaboration that, as the world's Alana Gordon now reports, recently hit an important milestone.
Each time a virus infects a person, its genomic code changes oh so slightly, like a small typo or dent in a car. Sometimes it changes in a more significant way. Since the start of the pandemic, scientists have been tracking these changes around the clock, from Beijing to New York to Buenos Aires.
It was just work, work, and work.
Stephanie Goya is a scientist at one of Argentina's main labs focused on SARS-CoV-2.
Sequencing this virus, also performing evolutionary analysis and all the kind of analysis needed for monitor the virus in our country.
Doing this gives important clues about outbreaks, mutations, and even vaccine effectiveness. Huria Tagali is a researcher at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, South Africa.
This was a new virus. There's no textbook on this virus, right? So we really relied on the global network.
Scientists like Tagali and Goya share and compare virus sequences through an open source database. In South Africa, it led to an important discovery.
Just as we were doing our routine weekly sequencing and reporting, we started seeing some interesting and worrying variation in the genomes that we're seeing from one part of the country.
They ramped up their analysis and noticed more cases were linked to this difference in the virus. It became known as the beta variant.
But it was happening right in front of our eyes, and the kind of surveillance that we had been doing for the past several months was finally serving a huge purpose.
Across the world, scientists responded quickly, looking for traces of this variant, testing vaccines against it, and adjusting treatments. This might seem counterintuitive that everyone is so willing to share their research, especially when that's no guarantee their communities will have access to products that might come out of it, like vaccines. But the main database requires scientists to get credit for their work. That goes a long way. Francine Toomey is founder of the Congolese Association for Medical Research in Republic of Congo.
This means that we participate in the game. We are able to say what is circulating.
Toomey says her region lacks resources and infrastructure to track viruses. That void has created gaps in understanding what's really happening and how to respond. She has been trying so hard to change that.
It seems simple, you know? It seems obvious, but building capacity is tough to raise funds, to develop the research culture.
This past year, she sent several researchers to train in Germany. She set up the labs and equipment to do sequencing. It's meant a lot to her to do this.
You are no more an observer, and I think it makes a difference.
Around the world, more and more labs have been opening up this year. At least a dozen countries in Africa are now able to sequence their own samples. During the West African outbreak of Ebola, only one was able to do this. In June, Republic of Congo joined the ranks. Toomey says the information they've been able to gather has been invaluable.
We have seen the appearance of Delta variant, so that's very important.
Toomey would like to do even more analysis, but a major challenge is the supply chain. Ingredients needed to do the sequences cost a lot of money to import. Still, this month, her lab helped the global effort reach a big turning point. She submitted the 4 millionth sequence to the database, a note that was marked on her sample.
Yeah, we were very happy, very happy. You provide your information, you contribute to the global science.
Compared to the more than million sequences that places like the UK have shared, their work might seem like a drop in the bucket. But Toomey says they're filling in blind spots for their communities and the world. The millionth sequence, by the way, came from Chile. 2 millionth, Mexico. 3 millionth, Singapore. All in the past few months. Momentum's building. The efforts are helping scientists prepare for whatever variants and viruses might come next. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.
From PR.